Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is the RTE Radio 1 podcast where we're profiling all 43 Dáil constituencies over 43 separate episodes, giving you the essential stats on each one, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders and all the background and the colour that we find in between. I'm Claire Byrne. I'm joined once again by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan, and also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. And it's great to have you with us here again in the podcast studio. And we're turning this time to Offaly. So, Barry, this constituency is new. It's no longer the combined Laois-Offaly constituency. So when you give us the essentials, we're asking you to do it in as so far as you can, really, because the seats and the seat holders are obviously hard to pin down because of the former iteration.
So three seats now assigned to the faithful county, the Offaly constituency, once again, as it was in 2016, and just one of the incumbents from the old Laois-Offaly is standing their ground here. That's the independent Carol Nolan, also elected in the Offaly end of the constituency the last time. Was Barry Cowan, who's obviously not on the pitch this time, as he was elected to the European Parliament in June.
All right, so this is an interesting one, really, because you know, we have changes.
Indeed, but it is the end of the Cowan dynasty.
Yeah.
Burke Cowan, I think, was first elected in 1969, and there has been a Cowan on the ballot paper ever since. Burke lost his seat, the father of Barry and Brian, and then won it back, and there has been a continuous representation. But you're right, Claire, Laois-Offaly has been going basically since the foundation of the state. There was a change in 2016 when there was a separate Laois, a separate Offaly. We were back to the old status quo, but the new Electoral Commission in its report from summer 24 suggested that we would have Laois and Offaly. So this new Offaly constituency, it's Offaly and nothing else. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Port Arlington North brought back in from Kildare South. There are a few thousand votes there now in Offaly. Offaly, one of the smaller constituencies population wise. But yeah, so like if you're looking at it in GA terms, this is Offaly and nowhere else.
Right. Okay. So let's take a look at the runners and riders here. We might start with Fianna Fáil, because that Cowan question is an interesting one, Barry. The Kings of Clara now no longer running, but I just see the two that have been selected for Fianna Fáil. One is Tullamore and one is Eden Derry. So they're not capitalising on the Cowan vote in Clara, you could say.
Yeah, perhaps, but they took four of the seven seats in Tullamore at the local elections, garnering 44.6% of the vote. So a real stronghold. North Offaly is Fianna Fáil territory, fertile ground for them. Cowan territory as well. To come through the selection convention was eyebrow-raising Tony McCormick, a businessman with 20 years experience from Tullamore, re-elected in the most recent local elections with around 11% of the vote, and was elected before that as well, but not maybe a serial vote getter locally. He on that occasion he beat Eddie Fitzpatrick at the convention, and also Peter Ormond. Those are two significant names in this electoral equation, A, because Peter Ormond has been the general election candidate in Offaly heretofore, but also because Eddie Fitzpatrick perhaps got a little bit of the hump after the selection convention. He has left Fianna Fáil and is now standing as an independent candidate. There are two Fianna Fáil candidates, as you say, on the ticket, Claire Murray being the other one. You'll recall how in the local elections she was contesting against a Claire Murray of Sinn Féin, and they had to draw lots to decide who was on top in the ballot paper. But Eddie Fitzpatrick, he from Eden Derry, when Claire Murray was added, he was not one bit pleased, and he handed in his resignation papers to Fianna Fáil, accusing the party of completely overlooking him when adding Claire Murray. He'd topped the poll at a canter in Eden Derry. So this is a case of, I didn't leave the party left me, as is always the way. But really, Fianna Fáil in Offaly should be okay for
a
seat.
But he does complicate things for them, perhaps. Now, we say this in every episode, that at the time of recording, the candidate nominations haven't closed as we're speaking now, and Barry's going to update us later with any news once that happens. But let's continue on now with the runners and riders in Offaly. So we've discussed Fianna Fáil, and that includes the independent Eddie Fitzpatrick, formerly Fianna Fáil. Where do you want to go to next?
Well, Fine Gael also looking to claim a seat back in Offaly. They've no representation in County Offaly in the Oireachtas in the outgoing Dáil, and here they feature or they field councillor John Clendenin. Brennan. He has patiently waited in the wings looking for his time to be on the Fine Gael ticket. He stood aside before. He's from Kinnity because, of course, the outgoing deputy was Marcella Corcoran Kennedy, also based in Kinnity. And there's said to be locally quite the rivalry between the pair. Now, John Clendenin seems very much the anointed one from Fine Gael headquarters, with key Fine Gael strategist and former Offaly TD Alwyn Enright seen on the doors with them. He's a young candidate. He's also highly prominent in the Vintners Federation, and actually protested and was spotted protesting at the recent hospitality protest in Dublin over the 9% VAT rate. So John Clendenin seems on track for a seat here in Fine Gael. Fine Gael's base in Offaly would be around the south of the county, Fianna Fáil's in the north, and Clendenin's aunt owns the Grennan's business, I'm told. Big business, big employers. If you're not employed by them, you would deal with them in South Offaly. So all roads point to a seat here for Fine Gael, you'd have to say.
And they're running one. So
at the moment,
they're putting
yes.
everything on John Clendenin. Right, for Sinn Féin, who's running?
Sinn Féin run Councillor Aoife Masterson, who took a seat in Tullamore in the local elections in June at the first time of asking. She works as part of Sinn Féin's Leinster House team, covering housing, health, education, children. Previously worked with Senator Fintan Warfield. So she would be a strong candidate for Sinn Féin in her own right, with a relatively impressive performance in the local elections. But her her path to Leinster House here is perhaps blocked by the presence of former Sinn Féin TD, now independent, Carol Nolan.
All right, and who has put in a strong showing in the past. She has the benefit of incumbency there and, I suppose, legacy Sinn Féin in her background. So that's a big battle there.
Yeah, and even looking at the last general election, the tallies across Offaly, where Brian Stanley, the outgoing Sinn Féin TD at the time, did poorly, Carol Nolan did well. So you can see the correlation between the two. Carol Nolan won against the odds the last time, you'll recall. She was the second longest priced winner with the bookmakers across all winners in the general election of 2020, coming in at 4-1. The biggest price was Holly Kearns at 7-1. You'll recall in the last election, she did very little advertising and was the only candidate of the 15 to contest Laois Offaly, not to circulate the official leaflet you can for free as a candidate in the election through On Post. And really her campaign then was built on phone calls and a lot to do with the pro-life movement as well. She was one of 15 TDs from across the political spectrum who voted against the 8 to be elected in the last election. A really grassroots campaign.
Okay.
And on this occasion,
she might have surprised herself, I think, Barry,
yeah.
in taking that seat in 2020. But to the point of incumbency, Claire, yeah, once you're in these Midlands constituencies, there is a good chance you're going to stay in.
Right.
Yeah, and she's on the west of Offaly as well, but she's around Kinnity, so there will be some competition between herself and John Clendenin.
Now, Pippa Hackett is not in. She's a Green Party senator and a junior minister and an organic farmer, we should say. Gary, what do you think her chances are in this election?
And sits at cabinet as a non-voting member, as a super junior, so a significant figure in the Green Party, ran against Roderick O'Gorman and got pretty close to him in the Green leadership election. But I tend to think that this is a pretty stable constituency, with Nolan doing so well in 2020 and in many ways even improving her profile. And I just think it is a bit of an ask for Pippa Hackett. I think if she had won that leadership election against Roderick O'Gorman, the higher profile would have given her maybe a better chance. There is a big issue in Offaly around wind turbines and about Bordnamona.
Just transition, people moving from traditional jobs they would have held for generations.
Indeed,
in the county.
And of course, Bordnamona has also announced that it intends to proceed with the development of a wind farm in northwest Offaly, consisting of, I understand, 20 metre high turbines, despite local opposition, which Carol Nolan has led. And to your point, certainly, last year, Bordnamona also announced that it was phasing out basically the burning of peat, and that has been a big issue as well. And I I think Nolan probably has a handle on them, maybe better than Hackett. So I think it's a struggle for her.
Yeah, and Hackett, even though Pippa Hackett was the last person standing in Leash Offaly on the last occasion, she was a fair distance off Carol Nolan when all was said and done.
And it was a good day for the Greens.
Good day for the Greens. And Pippa Hackett, both her husband, her son, and her parliamentary assistant all lost in the local elections. So those perhaps aren't good signs. Carol Nolan will also be helped by the fact that John Lahey, independent the last time, formerly of Renew, he's Kilcormac based. He's not standing in this election, he told me. He accrued around 3,400 votes in 2020. So you'd imagine that a good share of those might flow to Carol Nolan. Most political observers locally think Carol Nolan is safe, including party apparatchiks, but they could be also talking her up for a fall. So
right.
I think she won't take anything for granted.
Well, listen, despite the fact that you both seem to be telling me that it's a fairly stable constituency in terms of the incumbents, Councillor Fergus MacDonald is an interesting one to look at, is he not, Barry?
Yeah, for Independent Ireland, and he had a very strong local election showing, getting 15% when standing for Independent Ireland, when standing in Eden Derry. So again, he's got a long track record in public service, having initially been a town council for 30 years, and he's the current Cathaoirleach of Eden Derry Municipal District. But again, it's got to be war around Eden Derry with three key candidates there between Fianna Fáil's Claire Murray, Fergus MacDonald and the Independent Eddie Fitzpatrick. Perhaps the pie that's there around the town might just be too small for each of them then when all is said and done.
This should be fertile ground for Independent Ireland though, because it goes to the heart of their sort of message of rural Ireland having been forgotten by the urban apparatchiks in Dublin. And but I think Nolan might have actually
cultivated
that,
yeah,
that sort of and vote, and I do think it will be a stretch for MacDonald. But Independent Ireland, in one way, they're the sort of great unknown of this of this election. They had good European elections clearly all across the state, although obviously Mullooly was the sort of the standout, and I will be interested to see how he runs.
I don't think it's as high on their target list of gains as some other constituencies where they might have more of a high profile presence. And worth pointing out as well, Eddie Fitzpatrick outpolled MacDonald and Murray in the local elections, so maybe that's the one to
watch.
Well,
listen, bearing in mind now that the nominations haven't closed, we haven't heard the starting pistol fire yet on the campaign, but we are going to ask you to give a prediction on how it will play out. Barry, you might kick us off on this one.
Yeah, I'd say one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael and Carol Nolan.
Okay, so are you saying Tony McCormack or Claire Murray?
McCormack, yeah.
McCormack, Clendenin and Carol Nolan.
Yes,
and Gary.
I will defer to my colleague. I think that looks pretty stable. I wouldn't say nothing is ever guaranteed in Irish politics, as we know from calling things spectacular. As I know from
you're spectacular. Only covering yourself.
I think it looks pretty good for that.
And even on the Fianna Fáil, I think candidates who are selected at convention generally perform a lot better than those who are added. So McCormack might have the edge, and they took 40% of the vote here before, so should be on track.
Agreement breaks out at the end of that one. We're going to leave Offaly there for now, but Barry, you're going to be back with us with an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all of his research. Dave Gibson was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. Remember, tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all of our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.